WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water.
The voice of Phoebe Bridgers. It's called Garden Song off her latest album, Punisher. You know, we just spoke with Lisa Robinson about her career as a music journalist and her new book, Nobody Asked Me About the Girls. But let me tell you, Phoebe Bridgers is certainly a female artist everyone is asking about and talking about. The world was introduced to Bridgers on her 2017 debut album, Stranger in the Alps. The breakout track, Motion Sickness, made it onto Pitchfork's list of the best songs of the decade. Since her debut, Bridgers has teamed up with side projects, with contemporaries, and with musicians who paved the way for her brand of emo folk. In 2018, she released an EP with Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker as Boy Genius. Last year, she and Bright Eyes' Connor Oberst put out the album Better Oblivion Community Center. She even played a Christmas song with Jackson Browne. We spoke to Bridgers back in June when her album had just come out. Since then, the record has really taken off. It's become kind of a quarantine soundtrack for those who are seeking emotional release during this difficult year. Now, for some people, tapping into their sadness through Bridgers' music got to be a little too much, like this user on TikTok, a very emotional and befuddled black dude who had a message for her.
I don't know why I relate with sad white women so much, but Phoebe Bridgers, if you are seeing this, you leave me alone. You leave me alone!
Though Bridgers is best known for her ballads and melancholy lyrics, maybe the hottest track from the album ended up being an up-tempo number called Kyoto. Last week, the prolific Bridgers released another EP featuring reinterpretations of four songs from Punisher. It's called Copycat Killer. And here's what the Copycat Killer version of that same track, Kyoto, sounds like.
I'm gonna kill you if you don't beat me to it. Dreaming through Tokyo skies.
Bridgers also recently released a new song with Bright Eyes titled Miracle of Life, a political track about abortion rights that raised money for Planned Parenthood. She also teamed up with Maggie Rogers to release a cover of Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, which raised money for Stacey Abrams' organization Fair Fight. And just today, Bridgers released four new holiday tracks, including a cover of Merle Haggard's If We Make It Through December and a cover of Simon & Garfunkel's 7 o'clock news / Silent Night with Matt Berenger and Fiona Apple. We're going to talk about Christmas music in just a minute, but we spoke to Phoebe Bridgers in June, and I began by asking her about her literary influences. Anyone who has listened to Bridgers' tracks has picked up her distinctive songwriting and storytelling ability. So I asked her what authors she really admired.
I'm a sucker for J.D. Salinger, most recently Carmen Maria Machado. Mm-hmm. I just finished a bunch of Margaret Atwood. Yeah, I don't know, like dark inner monologues, I think, is the overarching theme.
When you write your songs, how much
Does it have an autobiographical tinge, or are you making up characters?
Sometimes I have to trick myself into telling the truth, where I'm like, oh, I don't actually feel like this right now, but I could. And then years later, or in retrospect, I'm like, oh, I was just talking about myself, mm-hmm. but I couldn't really admit it at the time. So I think it's very autobiographical, even in ways that I can't be in daily life.
As you were making this album, you know, in terms of your own kind of creative growth and you're kind of being excited about the work you do, how important is it having new people come in and try things out?
Very. I think it took me a minute to get kind of a scene going, like a family of people that I really mm-hmm. trust. But adding people to that is really important because otherwise you just make the same stuff over and over, I think.
My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. The name of her new record is Punisher. So you self-produced this album along with, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tony Berg and Ethan Gruska? Is that how I say yeah?
Yep. Yes.
So after the success of your first album, how did you think about what you wanted to keep that worked before and what you wanted to evolve?
I think it all really had to do with me. Tony and I, in the first record, got in a lot of fights about what stuff should sound like or mm-hmm. if I should have any up-tempo songs whatsoever, because I was very opposed. I always love people's ballads. I think if it was a genre of music, I just love ballads. So Tony is the only reason that I make anything other than that. And this time we really leaned into our differences and yeah, we didn't get in one fight. I felt like we really built a dynamic on the first record. So most of what I wanted to change was just my confidence level, especially in writing. I think that the reason I like this record more is because I wrote all these songs as an adult. Like, I resonate with them in ways that some of the older songs on my first record, I don't.
That's so honest. So you can just openly say, like, yeah, this one's better for me. This record's better.
I like it better. I think it's a better record. Yeah.
Let's take a listen to a track from Punisher. This is called Savior Complex.
Baby, you're a
Savior Complex from Phoebe Bridgers' new album, Punisher. So you're also working with Rob Moose for the string arrangements, and he's worked with incredible people from like Bon Iver to Renee Fleming to John Legend, and he's, you know, sort of a unique person in the way he works. What did he bring to the album for you?
Well, in both cases, it's been kind of finishing touches, which, you know, I'm like, oh, my album's done. Let's have Rob. And we always count on, you know, having him on like five songs or so. And then we're like, okay, you're on all 10. Cause it just, yeah, it makes me feel like I make real music when Rob arranges things for me. He just takes it to a different level. Actually, the last song on the record, when he was recording it has kind of an epic outro. I was jumping up and down in excitement and said, oh my gosh, it sounds like Sufjan Stevens. And he said, oh, that's the first thing I ever really worked on. So
wow.
That was satisfying. I was right.
Is that the song I Know the End, that one?
Yes.
Ah. You know, I've mentioned that you work with Boy Genius and you've worked in a lot of different sort of configurations with other people. How does working with others in groups affect your writing for solo work? Or is it vice versa? Does your solo work affect your writing with groups?
It's all pretty similar, although having worked with those two bands, Better Oblivion and Boy Genius, I mean, they literally affected this record because I had Connor help me with songs that I was like, is this corny? Help me. and then Julian and Lucy, I would send them stuff back and forth. So just having a group of editors that I trust is amazing. But I mean, the truth is, with my own music, the best and worst part about it is that I get to call the shots. So I say, nope, it's done. Sorry. I know you don't like that part, but it's mine. And in a band, you have to compromise all the time. So,
but it's got to be good when you're working on your own when somebody challenges you, because if you really double down, you know you mean it and you know it's right. There's a certain thing where challenging
exactly.
can be very
yeah.
helpful.
Yeah, I know my ideas with how defensive, that my ideas are good if I get really, really defensive, if someone challenges me.
I'm talking to Phoebe Bridgers. The name of her new album is Punisher. Let's listen to the track Graceland 2, T-O-O, which features your bandmates Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker from Boy Genius. What is the story behind Graceland 2?
Well, Graceland 2 is a place, I actually don't think it's in Memphis. It's right outside of Memphis, but it's a Elvis super fan created his whole house to be an homage to Elvis. And so it's all this just really wild looking kind of just, you know, B squad Graceland. And it's really cool. And Julian, who's from Memphis, told me that the guy there used to, I think he's since passed away and it's closed, but he used to kind of sneak people in to show them the house at any hour. And it just, yeah, it,
wow.
I love stuff like that. Like Atlas Obscura style stuff.
Well, let's listen to Graceland 2.
So we spent what was left of our serotonin to chew on our cheeks and stare at the moon. Said she knows she lived through it to get to this moment. Ate a sleeve of saltines on my floor and I knew that I would do.
That's Graceland 2 from the album Punisher. My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. So, you know, it's you can hear, obviously, acoustic, sort of folk, Americana, but did you also work in on the other end of the spectrum with electronica kind of music as well, and distortion, sound distortion? What can you do with that sort of electronic sound distortion? What does that communicate for you that acoustic or
yeah.
more string instruments can't?
Well, I think it's just a world that I hadn't really entered before. You definitely can't really hear it on my first record, but, you know, we even the more acoustic-y songs, sometimes we would sample an acoustic into an iPad. I love just creating a sound that you've never heard before, and I think electronic instruments do that really well. I don't really have to be a gear nerd because every single person around me is, and I'm pretty easy to please, so if I hear something cool, my favorite thing to do in recording is delete things. So even if it sounds a little too wild, I'll say, go for it, and we'll worry about it later. And that's how we find some of my favorite sounds.
It sounds like you've been able to create a really good working, but also friendly, like friendship working group / family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the trilemma, I think, is what Tony calls the,
oh,
the three
funny.
Of us with Ethan. Yeah.
Is that a kind of situation that allows you to experiment and be more vulnerable because you know they have your back, ultimately?
Definitely. I mean, a lot of my songs are really hard to show even people like my mom, where I'm afraid I'm going to have some sort of really deep, gnarly conversation afterwards about how I'm doing okay. But with Tony and Ethan, that's maybe a 5-minute conversation. It's not like I don't feel like I'm being taken care of emotionally, but they're so used to me by now that I can say whatever I want. And it's a very, and then an hour later we're, you know, jumping around, laughing, experimenting. It's great.
And so I'm glad you brought up emotion, because we had Hayley Williams on the show for when her album Pedal for Armor came out, Pedals for Armor. And she talked about how she was using her music to channel her rage. And she said something about crying after tracking vocals to one song. Are you someone who works through your emotions through your writing and through your songs?
Well, she's my favorite ever, for one. but also, yeah. Yes, definitely. I think it takes me a minute, though, with music. I mean, I feel it's a theme on the record, but I think my main issue in life is my ability to dissociate. So sometimes it takes, like Sebastian, who played stand-up bass on Graceland, was, you know, just, man, he said, I can't listen to the song again. This is destroying me. Hmm. And then, you know, somebody in the room started crying, and then I kind of started crying. But I'd already written and sung the song tons of times. But sometimes with the first record, you know, it took me 2 years at a festival stage to see someone crying in the front row, you know, singing the words, and me realizing, wow, these lyrics are really messed up, and having an emotional response. So sometimes it's delayed, but it definitely helps me work through it, for sure.
I want to play the title track, Punisher. What does that mean?
Okay. A Punisher, this is my favorite word. It's someone who doesn't know when to stop talking, or more importantly, doesn't know that you're completely checked out. And sometimes it's a sweet person, like a fan who's a little overzealous, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone who, for example, you know, someone in some local band when I'm playing their town, so, you know, mostly like an older man telling me about why I need a completely different pedal board, or that my sound guy isn't doing a good job. And I'm like, dude, stay in your lane. But they have no idea that I'm totally checked out and not listening to them and judging them. And I think that having a job where you just meet people all the time means that you run into those people every day. But in this song, I'm kind of talking about someone I would have punished, which is Elliot Smith, because we would have been neighbors if he were still alive. So in this thing, because I will walk home from the grocery store and on purpose walk by his old house. So I can't imagine what he would think of me if he were still alive and we were in the same place.
Well, let's listen to Punisher from Phoebe Bridgers.
What if I told you I feel like I know you, but we never met? And here everyone knows you're the way to my heart. Here's so many stories of you.
Oh my gosh, I have been on the receiving end of Punishers, and I've been one. Now that I've heard that, oh my!
Yeah, it's the best.
My guest is Phoebe Bridgers. I do have to say, your lyrics are just so great, and they're distinctive, and they're candid, and they're sometimes really funny and pointed at the same time. I don't know, have you seen Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live's impersonation of your lyrics on Twitter? One of them, he wrote, I roller skated to the 7-Eleven. I didn't know he was a Scientologist. That's an example. Have you seen them?
Oh my gosh. It was beautiful. I like the last one too, about adopting a highway. Some other inappropriate stuff in there that I really love. Just, I mean, it's such a call out. It's like my thing is one very on the nose detail and then something super emotional next to it. And so that was perfect. The voice was perfect. I also saw someone on TikTok or something imitate me and say, like, I'm going to sing really quiet, but too loud. I love that. I feel like that's exactly my voice. Oh, it's great.
That's so great. You have a sense of humor about, because it's ultimately they're admiring your work. As I always say, like, you know, when you've been sort of sent up on Saturday Night Live by a very smart, funny person, you've made it. It's like that's a marker. It's a benchmark.
I love it.
When you think about writing, is there anything that's off limits to you?
Sometimes, you know, I don't think about it till later, and I haven't really edited myself yet, but sometimes there's just one or two details where I'm like, this will make it obvious to either fans or the person that it's about someone specific. But for the most part, I've been able to just avoid that and write a better lyric instead of the obvious thing. Sometimes I feel like it's a cop-out to do something too obvious. I don't think it's necessarily off limits, or I'll put it to the side and say, maybe I'll be able to release this in 5 years.
That was my conversation with Phoebe Bridgers about her new album, Punisher. Bridgers' new EP is out now. It is called Copycat Killer.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.